out. The game's coming out same time as the...
Same time as the Wii and 360 and PS3 versions. I believe it is July 18th. But yeah, it's lockstep right to the movie.
Okay, and about how long would you say it would take to complete the game?
On first playthrough, the game takes anywhere from 4 to 6 hours. It's a surprisingly engaging game with a lot of variety and a lot to do.
And if you could, sum up the style and mechanics of the game in a few sentences,
The game, it's a 2D action side scroller game with a lot of verticality and fluidity to it. So it's all about improvising on the fly and really making it your own experience.
And is there any games that maybe, I don't want to say compared to, but games that might have influenced the games that some players might have enjoyed?
Really, Griptonite's known for making really strong Marvel games on the handheld system. So if they like the games like the Spider-Man Web of Shadows or Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions game or Iron Man 2 for the DS, any of those games, they're in for a real treat, because it's just like the rest of the Griptonite games, and it's a lot of fun.
And as far as the story goes?
Completely a unique story. I don't want to give away too much because that would spoil things. But it's a unique tale for the DS, created in comparison with help from Marvel. We worked together on it, and it's Captain America going behind enemy lines, trying to get the Red Skull and save Bucky and everyone else, and just really saving the day in a classic hero's tale.
Mm-hmm. All right, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, it's just a really, really fun game. It's really fast-paced and just kind of it's fun to pick up and play. Next thing you know, you've wasted 30 minutes and you're better for it. So I really recommend everyone get out and give it a try.